You've updated the oil and gas ordinance, and I know this is something that was discussed a lot with the testing. I know that Steve Ogden was in a couple of weeks ago to talk about it from a production standpoint. There was a lot of discussion then, and now you're looking at making some changes in the existing ordinance having to do with disposal wells and prohibiting those, and then also maybe changing some insurance and fee requirements. Can you give us a little bit more detail on that?
On the fees, we're going to go up from $2,000 to $6,000 per permitted well. There's an awful lot of expense the city incurs with engineering, inspection, legal, risk management. So it really reflects our costs. And that's what our peer cities are doing as well.
Okay, so I guess for y'all and for them too, how did we miss it by that much? Why do we need to triple that thing?
It hadn't been revised in quite some time.
Oh, okay. All right. So then. As far as insurance requirements, any significant changes there?
Yeah, from $25,000 to $100,000.
Okay. We're talking big numbers there, but we're talking big numbers at the pump, too. I mean, they sell this product.
Well, not only that, I mean, to put up a well costs between $6 and $10 million. And then if it's productive, it's a $40 million a year revenue generator. So the $6,000 that we're charging is not a lot when you consider the overall scheme of things.
As the mayor, but as one member of council, was there anything not in this ordinance that you would have liked to have seen enacted?
No, not really. I thought, this was just a draft ordinance. We had discussion. We just were too full on. This was really a workshop item that we put on in the evening. We will have a public hearing and get input, and once the changes that we requested at the meeting Monday night get incorporated, the bill will go, the ordinance will go online on our website so that the public can see it and make written comments or come to the meeting on December 18th and speak to it.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. And, you know, the reason I ask about this is because as we start to see a softening on the price of oil, I can see where, as long as it's within the terms of what their lease is, that the energy companies may decide to postpone starting their drilling. And so does that cause a problem as the city looks at that as you move on down the road? Do they decide, oh, we're going to wait a year and a half, for instance, before we make these wells productive?
I don't think that affects us. I mean, you know, it affects them. And generally speaking, when they decide they're going to drill, their rigs cost, you know, couple of hundred thousand dollars to rent, mm-hmm. and so they've got a short time period that they want to get that well drilled and operational.
Sure, I understand.